We mentioned that the greatest part of these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is the day of Arafah. Al-Hajj Arafah. Hajj itself is Arafah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes an oath by the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and He also takes twice in the Quran a second oath specifically by the day of Arafah itself, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, that the even and the odd, some of the scholars, they say the odd is in reference to the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah, which is Yawm al-Arafah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَالشَّاهِدِ وَمَشْهُودِ. A shahid is a person who is witnessing, and mashhood is what is witnessed. By this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the oath, and the mufassirun, they say that shahid is in reference to Yawm al-Jum'ah, and mashhood is in reference to Yawm al-Arafah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ, the best day is Yawm al-Arafah. The best of days is the day of Arafah, which will be on Tuesday this year. More so to this as well, in reference to the day of Arafah and its particular significance. It's mentioned in a hadith that there is no day, there is no day without exception, that more people's necks are saved from the fire of Jahannam than the day of Arafah. And it's mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He comes down. ثُمَّ يُبَاهِ بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then He comes down and then He boasts to His angels about those specific people that might be making dua, and He boasts to them. And He boasts to them about human beings and Muslims that are worshipping. And He says, مَا أَرَادَ هَؤُلَىٰ. What do these people want? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's coming and He's saying to His angel and boasting to His angel and telling them, what do these people want? Imagine a person that does not even raise their hands on this great significant day. What a loss that would be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is literally telling you that He is telling His angels that what do these people want? Do you expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to give you? Of course He will give you. And in another narration it is actually mentioned that خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة. The best dua a person can make without exception is the dua that is made on the day of Arafah. So try to make yourself or give yourself some time on Tuesday, that you set aside some time from your busy schedule, perhaps before Salatul Maghrib, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your sins and give you goodness in this life and in the next. And in this particular narration, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also says, وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي, that the best thing that I have said and those prophets before me as well. This is in reference to what a person should say on the day of Arafah. Is to say, لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Again, لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Try to say this as much as you can on the day of Tuesday. Another great blessing or virtue of the day of Arafah, as we know, it is a day in which a person's past and future sins can be forgiven. سُئِلَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ صَوْمِ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةَ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about fasting the day of Arafah. And he says, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةَ وَالْبَاقِيَةَ. It expiates the sins, the minor sins of the previous year and the coming year. Again, we just passed the summer solstice, June 21st, the longest day of the year, especially in Calgary, it is extremely long. And it might be hard for a person to fast all 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah. As it is mentioned from the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, they narrated that the Prophet ﷺ had the practice of fasting all 9 of these days. But at a very bare minimum, it will be a single day, it might be hard, it might be long, but don't miss out on this opportunity to fast the day of Arafah, as it will expiate a person's minor sins of the year previous and of the year coming as well. As far as the other virtues of this blessed day of Yawm al-Arafah, it is also mentioned in one hadith that one time a Jewish man came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he said that there's a particular ayah in the Quran that if it was revealed to us as a Jewish people, we would have taken that day as a day of Eid. And this day is the ayah in the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمُ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. In this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that on this day we have completed and perfected your religion and made pleasing to you Islam as a deen. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. We have completed your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And perfected our favor for you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And made pleasing to you Islam as a religion. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says, I know the time and the place that this ayah was revealed. It was revealed on the day of Friday, on the day of Yawm al-Arafah, on the plains of Arafah. as well. And that is from the distinctions given to this great day of Arafah, which will be on Tuesday, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. The Prophet ﷺ also had his famous Khutbatul Wada'a. His farewell sermon also took place on this day of Arafah. And it is a long sermon. I would encourage every single Muslim to read it. Imagine the last major address of the Prophet ﷺ at the end of his message given to the entirety of mankind as to what his message actually was. That you will find in his farewell sermon, which is known as the Khutbatul Wada'a. I'll mention just one part of the sermon. The Prophet ﷺ, he says that inna amwalakum wa dima'akum wa a'radukum haramun alaykum ka hurmat yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha fi baladikum hadha. He says in this particular narration on the Mount of Arafah, he says that indeed the blood, the honor, and the money of a Muslim towards another Muslim is haram, just as this day and the hurma of this day and the hurma of this month and the hurma of this place as well. So here we find something interesting, that in the Arabic language, a person might hear the grand mosque. It is called Masjid al-Haram. Why is it called Masjid al-Haram? A kid might ask that, why is it called Masjid al-Haram if it is the greatest masjid? What's haram about it? And the way that we understand it is that when a person is in the state of ihram, then there are certain things that become haram for them. Like clipping of their nails, like for example, covering of the head. Those things become haram for them. Likewise, when you enter the prayer, takbiratul ihram, the opening takbir, speaking now becomes impermissible for you, as an example. So when you enter those specific locations in which there is a sanctity, if you were in front of the Kaaba, you would be embarrassed if you were Muslim to commit sin there. So there's certain sanctity there, which again, in the Arabic language is referenced or translated as